and it's 13,200 volts going toward the plant in what's called three-phase power in each of those lines. So what happens when those two lines crossed, now you have double the voltage going to the treatment plant. And that happened at 1:19 p.m. that afternoon. And just to give you an idea of how close TECO was to putting back on the Yukon feed, or the feed from the Yukon substation, they were able to get the Yukon substation back online at 2:15. So not even an hour later. So they had separate crews working on that. So when that happened at 1:19 p.m., within 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, TECO had four additional crews on site, and they were a little bit concerned at that point, obviously. That the surge of 26,400 volts blew up the switch that you see on the left-hand side of that picture, and it caught fire. That switch is in a loop, our main internal electrical loop. That meant that standby power, although we had tested it earlier that week, as we do every week, and we had tested it again between 5:30 and 1:30 in case we needed it, it kept kicking off because the loop was incontinuous. I'm talking about our primary internal loop. So since it couldn't get on that loop, we had to switch over to our second internal loop, another redundancy. And we had to do that manually. So at that point, our electricians worked quickly and switched over to the second loop, and then the standby power from the standby facilities was able to be accepted and powered up the treatment plant. So I want to give you some times. So the pump went off at 1:19, the pumps that provide water out of the treatment plant, our high service pumps, we call them, went offline at 1:19, the same time that second feed shorted out this switch. And our plant was returned to pumping at 60 pounds per square inch at 145. By 1:48 p.m., Councilwoman Monteleone, yours is the farthest pressure point away. At 1:48, we had full pressure in New Tampa that you enjoy. Now, those are a few minutes off what was previously reported because of various lags of getting phone calls and pressuring up the system, you know, throughout the entire system. But so that's a total of 29 minutes that we had low pressure or even no pressure in some parts of our service area.